You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says.
We don't give a damn, man. We don't give a fuck.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Dude, it's like crazy, man. It's like people just be like ballsing out, like just wilding out, nigga. And like, I'm like, are you sure you won't do that, nigga? Because I keep trying to tell them, nigga. But they just be like, we don't give a damn, man. We don't give a fuck. I'm like, all right, nigga, you have your way. Fuck around and find out. Fuck all and fuck off. That's what type of podcast this is, nigga. Shit. Fuck around and find out. Hold up. I got a swill. We got this. Oh man. Man, excuse me. Yeah, the whole bottle. The whole Oh shit. Fucking yo. What up, Danny, Mr. Tourette's guy?
What up, bro? Oh man.
Talking about we don't give a damn, man. We don't give a fuck. Ain't even the whole word, just fuck. We don't give a damn, man. We don't give a fuck. Like you can't, like whoever this is pulling whatever they're pulling is like they couldn't give a fuck enough just to even enunciate that shit. It's just we don't give a damn, we don't give a fuck. It's just like imagine a military cadence, but it's just the syllables and shit. It's just a phoneticism. It's not even the phonics. It's just the phoneticisms. You know what I'm saying? It's not even Ebonics, bro. Like that's like if you, I don't even know how to. It's just we don't give a damn, man. We don't give a fuck. Like I said, it's like a military cadence without the military. It's like we just smoked ourselves retarded, and now we don't give a damn, man. We don't give a fuck. And they just out there making decisions under this whole mindset of we don't give a damn, man. We don't give a fuck. Like damn, nigga, wow, bro. You know, and it's crazy because these niggas be like, we built different, nigga. We built so different. But at the same time, we don't give a damn, we don't give a fuck, nigga. Fuck around and find out. Yeah, we. Somebody. I mean, you. And I. What? I'm not even gonna let the shit do. I'm gonna just let the shit do the talking for me. Like, you know what I'm saying? And like, I've spent so many years doing like Jesus, quote unquote Jesus, but let's talk about him through his real name, but the Messiah Yahusha did. When the motherfucker wasn't hearing him, he knew it was time to pick up his sandals, dust them off, pick his old tired ass up off the fucking couch, whatever it was back then. Maybe, hell no, maybe he was in a recliner. Motherfuckers acting. See, that's what I don't understand, bro. God probably, there's probably been so many resets of fucking everything going on in the world. Like, not even kidding. There has probably, you know what I'm saying? And so, to think like people didn't have technology and shit like that back then, bro. There was tablets and shit. Motherfucking Egyptians and all this shit. All this ancient fucking shit that is kept in secrecy or probably has been destroyed. It's all kept in secrecy because they don't want you to know. Where do you think we got all this technology from, bro? Niggas been having it for fucking ever, bro. This ain't nothing new. Look at the fucking pyramid. They said the fucking top is like, look into the fucking, just look into Tesla pyramid and then put those two together. And then like, oh shit, there was advanced civilization back then. Well, fuck yeah, bro. And the whole part about it, it was that they was in a Grand Canyon with this shit, bro. There is a fucking decrepit Sphinx, a destroyed Sphinx in the fucking Grand Canyon, bro. There is something to this Egyptian shit they don't want you to find. They don't want you to understand, nigga. And a lot of it, I feel like a lot of it has to do with individuality on top of unity. Why, in other words, why did they have all this technology connecting each other if it was all about division? See, that's what all the niggas don't understand, bro. And I be trying to tell y'all niggas, bro. But we don't give a damn, man. We don't give a fuck. I don't get it, nigga. If you're going to do a cadence, you know there's a whole fucking military drill that goes along with that. It's not just a, we don't give a damn, we don't give a... Nah, nigga. You finna go till you fall face first, nigga. You don't understand that? You don't get it? You don't even... Well, then, shut the fuck up. Everything you're saying about everything and going on, all this shit, nigga, and your motherfucking opinion, and we think, we say, what we say goes, and we don't get, shut the fuck up. You notice I use the whole word in that, fuck up, nigga. That's all you is, a fuck up, nigga. I don't know, man. Like, let me just say, I haven't made intelligent decisions, right? I've done dumb shit and this landed me in some fuck shit, right? But at what point do you stop, stand up, put your foot down, and fucking say something? But no, we don't give a damn, man. We don't give a fuck. And then I seen this video today. Like, it's to the point to where I just want to play it for you. Because I feel like... See, there another one. Aldi grocery store selling bugs to eat? Oh, hell no, nigga. I don't even want to know. I'm going to put the heart on it. But at this moment, because I'm trying to just get into this one. You just wait till you hear what this one nigga got to say, nigga. Man. And people be like, that's why I don't look at shit on the internet. That's why I don't watch that shit on the internet. Well, nigga, your days of fucking handling me and controlling me are fucking done. Admit it. And respect that or check that, motherfucker. I don't give a fuck whose house this is, nigga. Respect my thoughts, high. Respect me as a fucking man. Quit dragging me around like I'm some kind of fucking pawn. Don't you understand? I ain't your fucking bitch. I'm a grown-ass man. Fucking treat me like one. I ain't your fucking sideshow pony. I ain't here to show up to your fucking event. Bitch, you're here to show up to my motherfucking event or get the fucking stepping. Because if I gotta bust out a weapon, oh shit, you might get hit with what? I don't know, bitch. Fucking test me, bro. Because you detest me, bro. Go ahead and fucking test me, nigga. Because you detest me, nigga. You think I'm some fucking lab rat for you to play with? Nigga, what does this look like? A fucking application to McDonald's, bitch? And you 2 hours late to the motherfucking interview I showed up to fucking 20 hours early? I'm sorry, 20 minutes early? Well, you might as well say 20 hours early. By the time I took that fucking application home, nigga. By the time I took that application, I grabbed that application and I took it the fuck home, nigga. I was already showing up. And showing out, nigga. And you want to waste 2 hours of my motherfucking time waiting for a motherfucking interview at a mother, like this a motherfucking McDonald's, bitch. I got your fucking interview. Let me talk to AI real quick. We'll get you that fucking interview quick, fast, and in a motherfucking hurry, bro. You ain't got no interview, bro? I got your interview right here. Click, clack, clickety, click, 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 clack. And all of a sudden, I'm a fucking keyboard warrior. And all of a sudden, my motherfucking punches is landing, nigga. What? What now, nigga? What now? Because that's how I fucking feel, man. Y'all put me through all this shit, man? Fuck you. Fuck you to fuck the horse you rode in on, bitch. It's a Trojan-ass horse. It's a bitch. It's a bitch-ass horse. What do they call that? It's a lame horse, nigga. And y'all riding it, nigga. Oh, y'all dick riding it, nigga. Y'all ain't just dick riding. Y'all ain't just a fucking horse jockey. You a horse dick riding jockey. Wow. Damn, nigga. Yes. Yes. Damn, you really went in, dog. Yes. Okay, so before we get into this one. Hold on. Before we get into this one, because we'll come back to it. And there's a lot of shit I was trying to say in the last podcast. I just can't squeeze it all in, man. I start running out of time and shit because I talk about too much stuff. Oh, man. If I can find this one, though. Damn, dog. You really went in on it. Where is it at? It's about all this COVID shit. I don't know. Maybe I should just rather... I don't know, man. Hold up. I'm telling you, bro, I fucking went in. But there's so many fucking comments I'd be leaving, bro. 2 weeks ago, no, that wasn't that long ago. Oh, man. Hold on, let me pause this. Allow me to clear my motherfucking throat. Let me clear my motherfucking throat. I don't even give a fuck if that was off time. I don't give a fuck how that sound. I don't give a fuck what you think, nigga. What you scared, nigga? I wasn't. Only of myself, though, nigga. Because I feel like whenever I feel like that, nigga, I could just jump out my skin, leave my skin behind, and come at you with a bloody fucking muscle-bound body, bro. That's how strongly I feel about this shit. And I'm so fucking tired of it. Nigga, I will burst out my motherfucking whole skin suit and chase you with my fucking whole ass fucking bloody ass motherfucking body. You ever seen Skinwalker? What the fuck is the Skinwalker? Hellraiser, nigga, that Skinwalker? Nigga, I'll bust out my motherfucking skin suit, nigga. Test me, bitch. Cause you detest me, bitch. And if you detest me, bitch, guess what? I'm finna detest you, nigga. You finna be all types of fucking scared, nigga. Oh my God. You remember one? I remember this one time, and I think I did talk about it on a previous podcast, and I know I say all this, so let me just stop right there. I took this little nigga T-Swim, right? He'd have been putting me through 7 shades of shit in LA, and Pomona, and Claremont. Had me be his personal fucking Uber, robbed my ass, brought this nigga Buck City in on it. All this shit in Van Nuys, right? All this shit. A whole apartment block full of niggas. A whole apartment block, like skyscraper apartment block full of niggas, bro. Big glass ass building. By the time I had it with his ass, I was like, I'm taking him way up into the fucking mountains. That's just what I feel like doing. I feel like taking a ride up in the mountains. Bro, I go up in the mountains, nigga. I park in the fucking dark, and I get out the car, and I shut the door, and I start fucking shooting at the fucking street sign with my BB gun, right? Dang, 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 dang. Yo, this motherfucker, the light, like, I did that in such a quick succession, and it was so quiet from shutting the door to taking a few steps, pointing, ding, 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 ding. I did all that before my fucking dome light went dark. You understand? So this nigga wakes up to the door barely shutting, quiet than a motherfucker, right? And the ting, 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 and then but everything going dark like instantly as soon as he was opening his eyes. Bro, this motherfucker shit 20 million bricks, dude. Hey, this nigga was jumping the fucking beanstalk ass. That's how fucking shit storm fucking tall his fucking shit bricks was piling up that he was shitting out his motherfucking shitty little ass. Fucking shitty ass bitch. So anyways. I don't want to talk about what they were talking about. They're just talking about bullshit about COVID, right? And boy, if I had it off the fucking here with the COVID! Fucking COVID! Fucking fuck you, nigga. You and your Trojan horse, nigga. I'll put my foot off of your Trojan horse bitch ass. Like I'm a fucking Goliath, nigga. Put my foot off of your Trojan horse's bitch ass. Cause that's a toy to me, nigga. I'm Goliath, nigga. That's a toy to me, nigga. Nigga, I'm finna pull it back like it's one of those cars that you pull back and let the fuck go and the rubber band sling it forward. Pull it back. Watch it go, nigga. And then I'm sending that motherfucker off into the water like they the fucking possessed swine in the damn Bible, bro. Bro, pick up the fucking Torah. What the fuck is wrong with you, bitch? You better start looking through that fucking Old Testament, nigga. I need you to go back to the beginning, bitch. You know why? Because I had to go back to the beginning, bitch. Do you know why? Because you need to go back to the beginning, bitch. Do you know why? Because you a fuck boy. You a fuck shit. You a fuck stick. You a fuck ass nigga. Funky little fucking bitch ass, funk ass, fuck ass nigga. Yeah, I really went in there. So I said whatever to this nigga who's saying whatever the fuck on his, it's some, what is this? Gucci Tokes. And it's a Grateful Dead logo with the skull and the lightning with the blue and the red on the skull. Gucci Tokes. T-O-K-E-S. Saying, oh, she's right, and I said this myself, and this virus killed many old and disabled people. Blah, blah, fucking blah, 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 blah. I'm so fucking tired of it. Stop fucking spewing it on me. I'm sick of it. So I said, calmly, very distinguishedly, because I'm a gentleman, right? I'm not. I'm a fucking distinguished gentleman, right? What do they call that? The diplomat? Yeah. I said, and I do quote, Gucci Tokes, the majority of quote, whenever I say quote unquote, I mean this word instead of what the real word is, which would be deaths. Cause you know, it's Instagram. It's a Meta fucking company. It's a Facebook Inc. owned company, shit, whatever the fuck, right? The majority of eliminations were caused by the unsafe and unsanitary practice of intubation. I said the majority, I did not say all, right? And I didn't lean any credit whatsoever to anything labeled as COVID-19, coronavirus, none of that shit. And somebody's all like, oh, that makes sense to Gucci, right? And then, she also commented to me, Puma on COD, meaning Call of Duty, Puma on COD. I witnessed lots of deaths in prison prior to being sent out to the hospital, no intubation. I said, okay, ex-con. I really believe ya. And then I put eye emojis. The eyes like side-eyeing you. And I don't even remember what this, but somebody said, some Pikachu bum bum. Pikachu B-U-M-M, B-U-M-M, right? Pikachu bum bum. I don't even remember what they said. I don't even see it on here. Where is this at? Is this here anywhere? No, I do not see it. I just don't see it. Yeah, I don't see it. I think I blocked them, but I don't want to navigate away from this. For posterior sake. Get it? Bum bum, posterior, glutes, gluten, fuck you! I said, at Pikachu bum bum. Okay, wait. Dot, 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 dot. Pikachu's ass cheeks? I'm still waiting for one of y'all to tell me the truth all these years later after being lied to perpetually on this fallacy. First, we're going to sit here and lie to me and tell me that you saw all these deaths with no intubation and all this bullshit? Like, I'm not already fully educated in this subject and am ridiculously tired of all these goddamn lies. Is there a lie to somebody? Or, I'm sorry. If there's a lie to somebody, go lie elsewhere. Because right here, to me, ain't the place, and I ain't the one. I ain't the one. Clapping emojis. I ain't the one, motherfucker. Motherfucker. Masters Mafia 313 said... That's four laughing emojis, right? Sheesh, you went hard. Then somebody, Donna Mar 2011. Puma on COD, yes. The treatment was causing the deaths rather than the illness. I tell people all the time. I said, Donna Mar, it's crazy how many degenerates are just gonna sit here and blow smoke up their ass. with all their bogus quote-unquote eyewitness accounts when I know the truth. They act like I'm some uneducated asshole and that I'm not a human lie detector. And yeah, I have no patience for liars, especially when they do it through text on social media. The specialized COVID units being all completely empty during the claim of all of this alleged influx of patients was the last straw for me. I've slapped down anyone lying to me ever since. And she went hard. she went hard. I said, Masters Mafia? Yeah, I did. And anyone caught lying to me can get the full force of my intolerant attitude for liars. The year this started being pushed, I, along with a doctor, offered a combined total of 1 million plus to anyone. All caps on that word. Anyone. .. Who could provide an actual sample of said virus, comma. And let's just say that we're both still waiting for anyone to claim it. No one has provided it, not Trump, not Fauci, and none of these liars whose entire family allegedly quote-unquote died from said quote-unquote virus, comma. And as a matter of fact, comma. They couldn't even give me not even one name of a single family member, nor let me question their other family members about it. Every liar blocks me when pressured for any kind of proof of their claims. So yeah, tell me again how many motherfuckers you know died from said virus. Because, comma, damn it, comma, I'm still waiting and I'ma always be here waiting. So what? LOL fuggum. F-U-G-G-E-M. LOL dot fuggum dot. Why should I hold back? Question mark. No reason. Period. Full force. Period. Don't care. Period. Still, I can't wait. Comma. But it's been years. Comma. No proof! Still waiting, period. Side eye emoji. Fucking rest my case. Now wait till you hear this. Now here it is. I'm gonna give you a second. Cause that was fucking intense, right? Right? Like God, bro. That's how fucking tired of all this fuck shit I am. Golly, bro. Like, holy fuck, bro. Now. Oops. Let's go back to my activity. My philosophy. My philosophy. My philosophy. Ooh, sugar. I love that song. Both. I'm gonna be honest with you. My philosophy and Sugar in that exact order are my favorite System of a Down songs ever, bro. I love this, dude. I got fucking goosebumps, you know. And I know I had apologized for this before whenever I was drunk and I said all this shit about System of a Down, but man, my head was fucking spinning, bro. And it's crazy because I fucking love System of a Down, bro. But there's this whole stigma with the fucking Armenians beating their women. And bro, you know, I've seen this behavior, bro. I haven't seen them beat their women, but I've seen the behavior, right? Man, you talk about wanting to cry for a motherfucking female, bro. Man, your life must be fucking awful at this fucking, wow, this is going, whatever the fuck this fuck shit is. Like, oh my God. If anybody ever thinks that somebody else is a raging prick, man, you haven't seen the fucking, the whole stereotype between an Armenian and his wife, And I'm not talking about maybe Armenians that have lived here for a long ass time. And you know what I mean? No, I'm not talking about all Armenians. They can't possibly all fucking be like that. There's always going to be a seed here and there that sprouts a different way. Like me, for example, seeing all this shit, having this shit all shoved on me. And then me be like, wait. And I wake up. Hello, wake up. Butthead, hello. Big fly, hello. Hello, butthead. Wake up, wake the fuck up. It's crazy, right? This shit is nuts, bro. It's fucking insane. Like, I don't understand how... Just, let's not talk about it. But I got drunk and I did a fucking... And I don't drink anymore or often ever, you know, but... But every once in a blue moon, I get this wild hair up my ass and, like, I just have to fucking just reset, kind of. Like, you know what I mean? And, I don't do it... Like I said, I don't drink anymore like that. Not even like that anymore. At least I hope I won't, but you know what I'm saying? And so, while I was inebriated, I fucking did this a System of a Down remake. A vocal cover. And all I could think about, I was so drunk that all I could think about was that time at Almaza whenever I was, I think it was a night off that I was hanging out at Almaza and I saw all this shit and who do I tell? How do I even, I can't just fucking point the finger at this guy because he's fucking being a shithead to his wife, you know what I mean? Or his woman or whoever the fuck she was to him, you know? It's like, golly, you know what I mean? And I'm not trying to get involved like that, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's just, I try to stay out of shit because, you know, I don't want, I wouldn't want things to go down there and then him to take her home and then kill her as a result. Do you under fucking stand? I have avoided a lot of fucking fuck shit trying to protect people. I hope that makes sense. But anyways, and so like I was like, well, you know what, System of a Down, this is a fuck you to you. And it really wasn't. It was a fuck you to Armenians perpetuating the stereotype of beating their woman. That's what that was, and it came out the wrong fucking way, and I was like, wah, fuck you. Because I was drunk. I wasn't thinking right, bro. And that's why I do not advocate for people to drink. You want to drink, and you want to shove all that fucking liquid sugar in your fucking body, you go right on ahead, dude. You go right on ahead, boo-boo. You want to drink that Corona full of glycophosphates or whatever the fuck they're putting in that shit. Yeah, it's awful, bro. It's not what you think it is. You know? It's, I don't know, it's some fucking Monsanto bullshit. Which I fucking railed against for so long. I've faced so much fucking scrutiny because I've said, fuck you, Monsanto. Dude, I've been railing against Monsanto since 2015, bro. Imagine how my life has been.
Yeah. Baby, can I have some more?
Yeah, it was inappropriate as fuck, so. Anyways, but that's just the same related. Fuck you! So let's... Now, I want you to listen carefully to what this guy's skit is on Instagram. I am not trying to do any copyright bullshit. I'm trying to relay the message that he's trying to relay the message to me, to you, to you, to me, to you. To us. To everybody who doesn't understand. But let's talk about it. I wrote a song about it a long time ago. Like the hit, here it go. I couldn't even tell you what is a firestorm. I think the song is called Firestorm or something. I talk about gassing them out. All this shit, bro. I've been writing songs about this shit for years, bro. This is not my first rodeo, bro. Back in 2015, everything changed. I said, nah, bro, you're not stopping me no more. You're not dragging me out to Louisiana where I lose all my shit. You're not dragging me back to fucking Las Vegas where I lose all my shit again. No, I'm building. This time I'm fucking building. And I'm not going to be stopped. And so I came out with Psychic Soldier. And I wrote songs about this shit. Well, what is this shit? Here, nigga. Here. I think it's time. Give me just 1 second. Man, I wish... You know what? Let me pause this shit. I'm gonna download this video just so we can have control over it instead of fucking Facebook's weird fuck shit. I don't understand this shit, so hold on. Before we start this badass, super informational clip that I got queued up for you right now by this, by my nigga. I don't even know this motherfucker. This dude my nigga, bro. I would like to first and foremost say thank you to the United States of America military. Thank you for your service, sir. Amen. Thank you, sir. Amen. Two-finger salute. V for victory. Recon!
Hey, man, you watch this show called Paradise? You know that show, documentary, right? What you talking about, Willis? They've been building bunkers all over the world for the last few decades in preparation for a catastrophic event. I mean, if you think about it, that's kind of a good idea. We need to save humanity if something catastrophic were to happen. You and I are peasants. We're not getting in there. That's only for rich. In fact, it is your money that built those bunkers for them. Wait a minute. They need to poison our food, destroy our world, and hide out in underground bunkers that were built with our tax dollars while we just suffered here on the surface?
Yeah, not only did they build them at our expense, but they fully equipped and fully supplied them, again, with your money. You know those ridiculous prices that you're paying for everything? Guess where that's going?
No wonder we're $36 trillion in debt.
Well, according to Catherine Austin Fitz, a former Bush administration official, $21 trillion went into building the infrastructure for those bombers.
Wait a second. Do you remember before 9/11 when Donald Rumsfeld said they couldn't keep track of trillions of dollars and then everyone mysteriously forgot about it because 9/11 happened?
Yeah. Let's not forget all the gold that went missing from the Twin Towers and the Pentagon.
Now it's all making sense.
You know, it kind of makes you wonder if that's where all those women and children that go missing in national parks went.
Whoa, you know what? You might be right. What if they're using them as slaves to repopulate the earth and when something catastrophic does happen?
I guess we'll have to find out. Either way, hiding in underground bunkers won't save them from the rapture.
Now, with that said, I'm going to address the very first thing. It's probably your most favorite line in that. Look that word rapture up in a dictionary. Okay? Now, try to find that word in the Bible. Seriously, go and search for the word rapture in the Bible. I know you got some kind of online or app version of it. Go search for the word rapture in the Bible. It does not exist. It no existe. It no existo. Interesting concept, huh? Now, I'm not saying something godly couldn't happen. I'm not saying that at all. All I'm saying is that exact word, there's no existence of it in the Bible. And so I'm starting to wonder, well, then is that just a bit exaggerated or... And I'm not knocking the dude's content. I'm not knocking his choice of words or anything like that. I'm stating an obvious fact. The word rapture does not exist in the Bible, yet there's a word for that. I don't know. It's weird. Why is, you know what I mean? Why was there so much emphasis on it that it needed its own word? I'm just wondering. I mean, can we relate that to the word conspiracy theorist? Why is there so much emphasis on that word if... It's making you start to kind of collect the evidence and think, isn't it? But anyways, I guess I will give this nigga a shout out. Cause he my nigga, no! My nigga, no! 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 I feel like I'm feeling it too much. Yo, go look at my, go look at Instagram at Puma on COD. And go look at all my fucking memes, bro. Just go look at the recent memes, bro. I got a bunch of Mike Tyson ones up. But if you want to check out this nigga right here, it's Marco J. Williams. Yo, go check him out, bro. Go check him out. I just found him. Fucking pretty cool, man. Pretty cool. That clip is pretty cool. And so, like I was saying, with all that said, now the reference to the word rapture could only just mean to what's coming. So, yeah, I mean... I don't know. That's pretty much everything that I wanted to say on this podcast. Go check out ACAP News, guys. Check out ACAP News. ACAP.ONE. Go check that out. But anyways, I'm going to get off of here. I really want to thank you guys for coming through. As always, the man upstairs is the best. And he made us in his image. And don't forget that. Don't forget our capabilities.